For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. Larry Nassar entered into a plea bargain today in which he pleaded guilty to 7 felony counts of first-degree criminal sexual conduct in cases involving girls under the age of 13 in Ingham County. As a physician widely known for treating the injuries of gymnasts, dancers, and others, Nassar worked closely with athletes from Michigan State University, the TwiStars training facility, and the U.S. National Gymnastics team. His accusers total more than 100, including Olympians. Judge Rosemary Aquilina accepted Nassar's guilty pleas, but is not obligated to adhere to the agreed-upon terms of 25 to 45 years in prison, as opposed to a possible life sentence. After pleading guilty to 7 felonies, Nassar briefly addressed the court.
I'm so horribly sorry that this was like a match to turn into a forest fire out of control. And I pray the rosary every day for forgiveness for their, I want them to heal.
Judge Aquilina set sentencing for January 12th, at which time Nassar's victims will be allowed to speak. Some of Nassar's accusers say they intend to do just that. A group of 4 survivors didn't wait to talk. They are 19-year-old Alexis Alvarado, 23-year-old Jessica Smith, Christine Harrison, also 23, and Larissa Boyce, who is now 37. They joined together to talk about Nassar and what comes next.
He was this man that we trusted and respected and looked up to, and now seeing him handcuffed and saying that he's guilty of sexually abusing us, it's hard to process that. It's like I have to change my mentality, like totally change it.
He's like, I just want you to, you know, I just want this to be a healing process. I just want you to heal. And I just think that he's avoiding the fact that the reason why we have to heal is as a result of what he's done to all of us. And I think that's absolutely ridiculous on his part. The old Larry that I knew was 40 pounds heavier and just looked completely different. And then when I actually saw him today, that's when it hit me, like, okay. And then when I heard him say that he was guilty, I'm happy about that.
Being a doctor, what he was, going through med school, you know that this can hurt people. You know how this can affect everyone. And if you know that, then why would you do it purposely? So no, I do not buy his apology. I don't accept it. I don't think it's real at all.
I wanted to hear him say that he hurt us and so that I could start to really wrap my brain around what happened and start the healing process. And I wanted to see, you know, some sort of justice.
I think it brings a lot of closure to us hearing him say that, yes, he did it, and yes, he's guilty. And I think it can help us move on. And like Christine said, we know that we're not crazy and we weren't just making this up in our head. It was real.
Yeah. Brings motivation to make change for future, our students and the people we care about and everyone around us, that this won't happen to them, certainly not by this man. And we will be persistent until that is true.
The next thing I want to know is how he got away with it for so long, and why aren't people asking the question, who helped enable this? Why aren't those people being held accountable at MSU and at TwiStars? What? That's the question that needs to be asked now.
If they would have listened to Larissa back in 1997, us three right here, we wouldn't be standing here. None of us would have been assaulted if her coming to someone and, you know, if they took her seriously, this wouldn't have happened as long as it did. And that's a problem. Things need to change.
Larry Nassar will be in court in Eaton County for another plea hearing next week, and he faces federal court sentencing on child pornography charges. Scott Pohl, WKAR News.